Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to talk with Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Coach, coming off a win last week on the road against Shenandoah, I know you weren't totally pleased with the game just because there were so many mistakes made along the way by both teams, kind of one of those penalty-filled type of games. But your guys did make plays to get the job done, and I thought especially in the second half you started to run the ball pretty well. That has to be something you're pretty proud about.
Yeah. You know, we were running the ball well in the first half. We were just having miscues, mistakes, some fumbles. Some false starts, putting us back in, I think we start off the game like set third and 33. So that's not ideal. That's not how you want to start those games and or any drives. I felt like we were stopping ourselves more than Shan was stopping us, and it was kind of frustrating. The kids were frustrated as well, but we made good adjustments in the second half. We stopped shooting ourselves in the foot, and we kind of talked about sometimes those games that your defense is going to win it for you because your offense isn't clicking, and I think that was the case on last Friday night.
Yeah, certainly a positive on the defensive side. Any time you come away with a shutout, you're pleased with that part of it. But the guys did a good job of really not letting them ever kind of get a foothold. They didn't have many times where they even had much of a drive to get themselves started.
Yeah, we tell them you can't lose a game if the other team doesn't score. It was one of those things that the defense played really well. The kids were in their run fits. They did a good job of staying disciplined. I don't think we had too many penalties on defense. I don't think we had any. I don't know really that come to mind that I was really pleased, really happy with the defensive effort there. They were playing aggressive, but not overly aggressive, not over that line. Harold broke loose a couple times on some big plays, but that's to be expected when there's that special of an athlete. But I thought the kids did a great job of adjusting the game plan, knowing where he's at, knowing where the ball was going to be, and doing a really good job of being disciplined and flying around.
And you're able to come out, of course, with a victory, and that's important to get that W up there for the guys to build some confidence and build off of.
Yeah, absolutely. As frustrating as it might have been, a win's a win. You're going to take them however you can get them, and you're not going to be too mad about it. But, we're very pleased overall with getting the win. Caden did a good job of throwing the ball when we need him to, and Isaac Henson stepped up big time for us in that running back role that the offensive line had some pretty decent-sized holes for him that he was doing a really good job. And Tanner O'Brien at the fullback spot stepped up really well, really big for us as well that – I was very pleased with those two rushing the ball, and we're going to need that type of balance, that type of playmaking from everybody, so that way, we can't be, shut down on one phase of the game and then just be done for the day.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dante Hedrington a little banged up there during the game, so Isaac got the load there in the second half, but yeah, like you said, he came through and played really well. I thought he had some great runs.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate. Dante ended up hurting his shoulder that, we wish him the best and that he'll be back with us here soon. But he was doing well on his runs as well. It's just every time we had a big run, we had a not-so-smart penalty that kind of negated those. But Dante was doing a great job gashing him up the middle. We were running lead, some toss stuff with him that we were doing a really good job. It just seemed like we kept kind of shooting ourselves in the foot up front. Isaac and Dante both did a really good job there. Combined, I think we rushed for over 200 and some yards that, anytime you do that, you're doing a good job, especially when you hold the other team to minus 50. So very pleased, very happy that, we're trying to shore up those mistakes, shore up those miscues this week. So make sure that we can keep those big runs all the time and not have to negate those.
Well, you turn your attention now back here to another home contest, and you get another non-district matchup here and taking on the Ballard Bombers. And I'm sure no lack of, focus on this one, too. I'm sure the kids remember it wasn't such a pleasant experience last year going up there and kind of got their tails whipped a little bit. So I'm sure they're ready for another crack here at this team.
Yeah, the kids have grown since last year's game, even in last season, we're more confident, we're more sure of ourselves going into a very tough, well-balanced Ballard team. They play really good defense, they run the ball really well, they can throw it deep if they need to, but that's not really their MO. They're going to try to ground and pound and physically, make you quit. And it shows up front, they're very physical. The Rouse kid at running back does a phenomenal job. They had him at quarterback for a little bit there. But in the Boone game, they moved him back to, his normal spot there at running back. He looks more comfortable. He looks more explosive, dynamic, that he does a really good job of finding holes, finding those creases, and really is a physical runner. So, you know, they're a tough, fast, physical team. They like to gamble a little bit on defense. They're going to blitz. They're going to play press man. They're going to make sure that they're trying to jump those passing lanes, strip the ball out when they can, that they play aggressive downhill football. And our kids were kind of shocked by that. Last year, we kind of really took it in, you know, kind of on the chin there. And we're preparing all week to make sure that we could have that kind of counterpunch back. Because, you know, Ballard's a good team. They're going to hit you in the mouth. So it's kind of how you respond to that, not necessarily trying to avoid it. Because you know it's going to happen. Now it's how do we respond in those aspects.
Yeah, Ballard coming in here at 1-2, lost to what is probably a couple of pretty good teams there in ADM and Bondurant, but played well in their win against Boone. You mentioned the Rouse kid, and that's pretty much exclusively, you look at the numbers, where they've been able to do their damage offensively. And it seems like, from what I've been able to tell, moving the other kid there, Miles Mudd, to the quarterback spot is going to make them more of a run team. He's not as much of a passer as Rouse was trying to be there early on. So really a ground-focused type team that you have to slow down.
Yeah, you know, with the Mudd kid, they definitely do a lot of short passing game, quick hitters, but it's off of the run. So they're definitely trying to establish the run first and getting their young sophomore more comfortable back there in Mudd. That's a lot of quick hitters. It's a lot of outs. That's what we thought last year. And then, you know, they throw the ball deep because they're fast. You know, they may not show up on film against an ADM, against Bondurant, because they're also equally as fast that on the edge, they're definitely going to try to take their shots. You know, the Rouse kid coming back at running back, those play action passes, definitely selling out on the run type of thing opens up the deep passing game that, you know, we got to be disciplined, we got to be prepared, and we got to know that they're going to try to take their shots and make the most of it, you know, that they're a really good football team. It centers around Rouse, but they got a lot of good guys on both sides of the ball there.
Well, you talked about the defense, you know, like you mentioned, maybe a team that likes to kind of move it around, not play so much of a traditional set, you know, send guys from different locations and kind of try to confuse you. Well, that's where the decision-making process comes in for, you know, Caden Anderson back there. You're just going to have to play smart football against a team like this.
Yeah, you know, we've been repping all week, seeing 7, 8, six-guy pressures coming from different areas that our scout team's done a really good job. We're really pleased, really happy with the effort that we're getting in practice this week, that, you know, there's not really a rhyme or a reason. Sometimes they have a couple guys going through two gaps by design on some, not by others, that they're just trying to play aggressive, fast football that makes them dangerous. You know, when you think you kind of play a little bit slower, that they're definitely just trying to execute to the best of their abilities, but play hard. They really want to get after it. And they have the athletes up front and that linebacking core to do it. They're extremely athletic. They're fast. They're physical. They're big guys that, you know, it's going to be tough that we're going to lose some plays just because of the style of play they have on defense. But then we're going to try to win some as well that, you know, when you gamble that much, hopefully we can get some more positive plays than we did last year.
I'm sure you have talked about and focused on being a little bit more disciplined up front here this game, not letting those mistakes hurt you like they did last week. And that was, I guess, you know, probably the worst performance out of the year as far as that stuff went, as far as the game was concerned so far. You feel like the guys have kind of put that behind them and have a good mindset here moving forward?
Yeah, you know, it's the short mindset mentality. You got to move on to the week. Win or lose, you know, by Sunday, you kind of have to forget about it, you know. We're moving on to a new week. High school football at any given night, if you're not the better team at 7 o'clock on Friday, it really doesn't matter. So we talk about making sure we have that short mindset, moving on to the next game. But no, I think the kids really bounced back well. We talked about it on Monday in practice, you know. 14 penalties for 125 yards is unacceptable. You know, some of them might have not been, you know, really kind of ticky-tack or this or that, but, you know, that's the life you got to live, and you got to know that once you get one penalty, like, they're looking for it from there on out. So it's about being a smart football player and, you know, executing and being disciplined.
Well, always a great atmosphere when you get to come back home here and play at the Trojan Bowl, and you've had great support here so far this season. A little extra something thrown in here this week, the state championship crew from 2002 coming back to have a little reunion and be honored here before the game. So I'm sure you would love for the community to come out and you know, celebrate those guys and have a little fun with that here before the game.
Yeah, it's a really special occasion when you can get such a great group of guys back, the 2002 team. We're fortunate enough that we have Coach Schelling around, that we have Coach Satoff around, Coach McDermott's upstairs, that we hear a lot of stories. We get to know a lot of the history about these guys. The kids are familiar with them, and it's definitely something that this community, you can tell, is proud of. So we're super happy to have all these guys back. We can hope they all make it back. I know Coach Schelling's been working hard to try to make contact, email calls. Him and Kelly Mueller have kind of taken this by charge there, that they've done a phenomenal job in getting the guys back, trying to get communication with them, that we've even had some back at practice, that we've been super fortunate to have some guys talk at the end of practice for us, to us. We're lucky enough to have, we have Jesse Robinson, we had Kelly Mueller, we had Coach Schelling. We invited Coach McDermott out there as well. Coach Satoff has spoken to him. Just a couple guys that, you know, on Wednesday, Thursday, because they're more local guys, that we were lucky enough to get them in. Coach Schelling reached out to them, and they were a great time for the kids, great speakers that, you know, on Friday we're hoping to get more back so we can talk to more guys. We can interact with more of these guys, that the kids really look up to them, and, you know, we really want to make sure that we're setting the tone appropriately for all these guys coming back, that we put on the good show on Friday night.
Yeah. So, again, we hope folks come out here to support the Trojans and pack the Trojan Bowl, make it a great atmosphere, not only for that little celebration there at the beginning, but all night long. And like you said, hopefully it'll be a good night. Coach, we appreciate you talking about the team again this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, appreciate the time, and hope everybody can make it out on Friday.
All right. That's Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. That's going to be another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.